BAM is about releasing the entrepreneurs and business professionals within the church in order to transform the world through their business activities. That's really what BAM is. Another way to put it is business itself is the ministry and instrument for missions.
And in transforming the world, people are saying, wait a minute, businesses are enterprises to make money.
Yes.
How do you do mission? How do you present Christ to a world that needs to know him and have a relationship with him by making money? Or is that vastly simplified version of what you do?
Yeah. Well, really, that's a great question. The ultimate aim of BAM is to bring glory to God. And this is accomplished through environmental, economic, social, and spiritual transformation. The way I like to explain it in terms of missions is think about medical missions, doctors, nurses, hospitals. All of us are like, that's amazing. God is working through medical ministry. It's no different with business. Medical ministry, you're with your patients, your staff all the time. In business, you have access to your employees, customers all the time, and you live out your life, both word and deed, through the business. Yes, money can be viewed as corrupt, but God also uses money if we're good stewards of it.
There are lots of people listening to this who work for companies. Yeah. They're used to being told by their pastors, by their ministers, by their priests, be salt and light in the place where you work.
Yeah.
Is this more than just being salt and light in a work environment?
Well, salt and light is obviously very foundational and important, but it's more than that. It's about the way I like to look at it is living out your faith in very practical ways where it's relational and not transactional. So where I have worked in Asia for many, many years, we have the freedom and opportunity to talk about what we believe and why, but it's done in a relational way. If it's through a human resource challenge, if it's through a challenge with a client, we can bring in how we are even going to respond to the situation based on our belief in the golden rule, which is in Matthew 7. So it's based on the context, but it's more than just being salt and light, which is definitely foundational.
And how do you decide where you're going to operate, where you want to be, which countries in the world you think it would be good for a BAM-focused mission to be in companies that you set up, encourage, whatever? Because you must have criteria where you say, this is where we need to be.
Yeah. I mean, traditionally, the idea of BAM, and another word that's been used even prior is tent makers, is let's go to places where people who cannot go as traditionally, I'll call them cross-cultural workers, because they're not allowed to be there for those reasons. These are called restricted countries, closed countries. So we're going to go in with an identity as business and be salt and light and very intentional. That's very strategic in those locations. It's why I went to Asia 28 years ago. But since living BAM for the last 28 years in a place like Asia, I've realized as I go back to my home country in North America, it's no different. We need to be living it wherever we are. How we live it is based on the context.
A BAM business. You've talked about the relational side of it. Is there a Christian element just to how it's managed, how it's run, its ethics, its dynamics?
I mean, that's very important because you cannot be, for example, talking about the teachings of Jesus, for example, and praying with people, but not running your company in accordance with it. So, for example, in many of these countries, in these restricted areas, there's this concept of, well, in order to get anything done, you pay bribes, right? Well, a company that is focused on the kingdom, that's BAM focus, will take a stance that we will not pay bribes in order to get work done. And so that will not go against what they're teaching. So that's one of, you know, other examples as well. But yeah, how you run your company is very, very important. But I just want to make it clear, BAM is far beyond that. That's part about being the salt and light, but I really believe we have to proclaim and live out our faith in a very intentional way within the workplace?
It begs an obvious question, though. If, for example, and you raise the example of bribes, where that's the culture, that's what's expected. Yeah. People may look at you and hoping you'll work out that's what they want, or they may just tell you. In some countries, that happens all the time. If you're not prepared to do that, what else do you do?
I will give a great example because I think stories help. We had a gentleman from another country applying for his visa to the country I was living in, and his visa got held up at the Home Affairs office for months. And I finally, after several months of going in and out, it was just a few days before Christmas, and my friend said, "Matt, if I don't get my visa by Christmas Eve, I'm not coming back to work at your company." And we were desperate to have him because he was a vital part of the growth of our company. So I called my wife. I said, "Michelle, could you please make some Christmas cookies?" And she said, "Why?" I said, "I'm going to the Home Affairs office and I'm meeting the top official and I'm going to give him Christmas cookies and wish him Merry Christmas and ask him to enjoy these cookies and then say, 'Sir, you know I've been here many times requesting my friend's visa. Could you please grant the visa he's entitled to?'" I went there. I presented him the cookies. We had a cup of tea. I asked him to please grant the visa. He should be granted. He said, "Yes, sir." By the time I got home, 20 minutes later, I had an email that my friend had his visa. I'll tell you what. Did I bribe him with cookies? Fine. I can be accused of bribing with cookies. No, I did a relational thing where without shaming him, I actually honored him by taking him homemade cookies for Christmas and spending time with him. And he realized, you know what? I wasn't going to pay him a bribe at all, but I did it through a relational, call it transaction of cookies. And I'll never forget that story.
You talked about operating in restricted countries. Yeah. That's difficult. And I imagine there might be times where I don't know, but governments either might not like the thought of a Christian-run company being there or might be quite happy to tolerate it as long as no one makes a fuss about it and it's not terribly overt and there's no local agitation about that, which might happen. But it means surely that on occasion you have to walk a very careful tightrope, as it were.
Yeah, I work with an investment fund that invests all throughout North Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. And as we look at different companies we can partner with, besides us looking at the business plan and model, which is very, very important for our investors to say this is a wise investment, is we look at what's called the spiritual impact plan. And what's real important to answer your question is one country and one location, how they are going to carry out, I'll call it a kingdom gospel impact, will be different than if it was in my location because of these concerns. And so we have the company owners really articulate how do they see having a spiritual kingdom impact, holistic impact within their environment. Have they thought through it? And in this area, they can be more open about it than another area. For example, in my company where I lived, I have been able to have with my business partner seminars on Good Friday. Why is Good Friday good? And have it optional. I've been able to have weekend retreats with our employees, or spouses, and kids as a marriage seminar, knowing that they're going to understand and learn what it means to have a healthy marriage where God's at the center. They know this when they agree to come to it. And this is in a country where you're not allowed to be a cross-cultural worker. But in other countries, you could never do that. But there are definitely strategic ways to do it based on understanding the context. I see BAM as loving and serving people and in appropriate ways introducing them to Jesus.
I've taken the opportunity to get some time with you, Matt, because you're in Ireland for a variety of reasons. You're also meeting people.
Yeah.
People listening to this who are thinking, that's interesting. I like the vision. I like the dynamic. I know about business. I've been a business person X number of years. How do they support you? How do they help you? Apart from praying for you, and I hope they do, how do they support and help you and encourage you personally, professionally, financially? What is it you would like from them?
Yeah, there's many ways. I would love, as well as my colleagues, willing to engage with them. They can go to our website, transformationalsme.org, and they will find information about Business's mission and what we're doing in North Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. There's a place where they can fill out a request to be contacted as a potentially company that is looking for investment, as someone who would like to potentially be an investor, a mentor, just understand more in general. So that would be one way where they could have personal contact with myself or my colleagues.